This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Jim Ozarski covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel. He is the South Suburbs champion.
First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence, king of Evergreen Park. Appreciate that. look, Matt.
Afternoons on the Score.
Taylor, with that being said, the past is the past. You're here now. Ben Johnson has made some tweaks to your game. How have you adjusted to the change in the stance? How have you adjusted to being under center a little bit more?
I guess the Ben Johnson effect, right? He's going to get a kick out of that when he hears it.
I think everyone is kind of hoping that there's going to be a Ben Johnson effect with the Bears and the Bears offense. Cassie Carlson of Fox 32 is here hanging out. Spiegs had the day off. Sarah Spain was in here from 2 until 5. And now Cassie is nice enough to come and hang out before she heads back over across the street to take care of business. When can people watch you tonight?
Oh, tonight? I'm probably on right now, actually. So, you know, I love that. Right? You can catch me in two places at once. Actually, the next thing will be tomorrow night for the offseason, which you are on this week. So that's the show we started this offseason covering the NFL year-round. I mean, I kind of talked about it. Like, I love the NFL. So during the season, we have Bears Blitz, Bears Game Day Live. I wanted to continue that and have more long-form discussions with cool people like yourself, obviously, and different national people, players, coaches. So it's been a really fun venture. So that is 6 o'clock on Fox Local, which is the digital channel. And then after the news at 9 on Fox 32 Chicago, both Friday and Saturday.
I love that you're helming a Bears specific show. Like, I think that's really dope. And I'm glad that the people over at Fox were like, hey, we should probably do this, and that you're the person to host it.
Yeah, it was really an idea of just like some, like being in the city, seeing what people love to consume. Like, Bears news is 24/7, as we have learned once again this offseason. So to have somewhere where we can talk to like different people that we don't always hear from throughout the season has been cool. Like the Seth Wickersham thing happens, and we were lucky enough to get him on Zoom that day, and like to have an outlet and a medium to be able to share that, like it's very enriching, especially as someone who, like, typical traditional TV, you get the 3-minute sports cast. So it's great to have as much time as we want to talk.
Were you at Halas yesterday?
I was at Halas yesterday.
There's a lot of stuff going on at Halas yesterday.
There's always a lot of stuff going on, but we were excited with what happened yesterday.
Yeah, because we had talked about it before you left for Halas, that we didn't know if Caleb was going to talk, and then we got word that he was going to talk. So what did you make of how he handled the Seth Wickersham stuff, and honestly, some of the Albert Breer stuff that came up in questioning after it?
Yeah, I mean, first off, it was good on him and the Bears to get him out there in front of it, because we knew when he didn't talk last week, like, well, the story just continued. And we had this conversation, like, people want to call it a non-story, but when your quarterback's out there on the record talking about this stuff, that's a story. And so it needed to be addressed by him himself. So good on him for standing in front of the room. And what I thought the best part was is he owned up to it. He was like, I said this, my dad said this, and we had the meeting with the Vikings. I really enjoyed my talk with Kevin O'Connell, who won Coach of the Year. And then I came to the Bears, and I decided, and I had this feeling, like I wanted to be the one who was going to change the narrative around quarterback play in Chicago. I think it was also good that he admitted it was a distraction, though, with the team. Because I think if he said, like, oh, it's not a big deal, like, whatever, you're downplaying what you said about this franchise and thought about this franchise before you got here. And it wasn't fair to his teammates to be answering questions about what did you think of the article. Like, he came out there and said, no, it's been a distraction, and I own up to it, and we're trying to get this train moving. A lot of train references. Choo-chooing forward, I think he said at one point.
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, so that's what we're going with this year. But I like that he was mature about it. Like, he didn't try to be like, I didn't say that. He did say that the not watching film and not knowing how to watch film was taken out of context.
Yeah, that answer to me, like, in it, I thought it was a little bit weird, because he gave the proof of that he didn't know how to watch film in his answer. Because to me, and that's fine. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You're kind of not supposed to know how to watch film at a professional level because you've never done it before. So that's, I'm so happy that they got Case Keenum.
Oh, I think that guy could be the savior of the season because they brought in Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick as a rookie, and said, we don't need a veteran quarterback. This guy is 20. He was, what, 22 years old at the time? Mm-hmm. He's got it all figured out, right? Like, he was the NIL quarterback. He was the consensus number one overall pick to the Bears, at least, because they didn't talk to anyone else. Like, he's good. He's great. Similar to what Case Keenum said yesterday, is he's walked on every field and he's been the best player on the field since he was in high school or before that. We don't need to show, we don't need anyone there. Tyson Bagent is sufficient. And I think that's a huge oversight by the front office at that time. Now, I think they righted the ship with bringing in Case Keenum. And we've already heard that he's having meetings after their allotted time with Ben Johnson and the coaching staff to talk to him and figure out more, to quote Caleb, more efficient ways to watch film, shortcuts. Maybe it's third down, you know, different scenarios and how to watch it. Case Keenum's been in the league for what? He's in his 13th season. He's seen it all and he knows his role, right? Like, Tyson Bagent admitted that he's still trying to be a starting quarterback.
Damn right. And if I were Tyson Bagent, that's exactly how I would feel.
But Case Keenum knows his role.
100%.
And he is not going to step on Caleb Williams' toes. He's going to try to be the guy to show Caleb Williams how to get this job done. And I think that is going to be so beneficial to Caleb. And I liked what I heard from Case Keenum, who, one, talk about Ben Johnson effect, whether it's on the field or off the field. Like, he meant to have a 15-minute meeting with Ben Johnson to see if they clicked and hit it off, and it ended up being an hour-long meeting. And I think anyone who's talked to Ben Johnson kind of picks up on that. Like, he's a normal guy that's super easy to get along with and talk to, and that's very refreshing because that's not what we experienced with the past coaching staff. So to hear that, and then to also hear that Caleb Williams is asking questions, and like, this guy who probably doesn't feel the need like to ask all the questions of the world, or he could, I guess, get by without asking questions, like, Keenum was like, that's refreshing. And I think that's good to hear. I think that's also a difference in psyche of Caleb Williams from year one to year two because of the pieces that are around him. Like, now we know that Caleb Williams did not have full faith in Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. So if he didn't respect him walking into the building, why was he going to ask them questions about the nitty gritty of a game when he was like, I don't know if I really like what they're going to have to say. Like, I don't know if I trust them because they hadn't put him in good positions. Case Keenum, I feel like, is going to be the one to be like, hey, I've seen this. I've done this. I've watched other quarterbacks, name them, like, see this and do this. Like, this is what you should do in this scenario. Also, practice habits, I think, are important with quarterbacks. Like, I think it's all going to come together in a lot of ways because they have a veteran like that who is literally there to show them the ropes.
The football, like, the on-the-field stuff, I want to spend a little bit of time with that because, you know, there are people who have fatigue with the overall story. And I think you've done a good job of kind of bringing it back to what's happening in the room, what's happening on the field. From listening to what Ben Johnson has said, reading what he said, being in that room a lot, what do you think is going to be the most interesting thing to watch and evaluate Caleb's growth from year one to year two?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So because we know of the Breer report, I think the pre-snap procedure is going to be an interesting thing because how many times last year did we see them break the huddle and the play clock's winding down and you're like, are they going to get the playoff? Like, it's down to like 3. And you're like, oh crap. Like, okay. And it just didn't feel like it was connected, whether it was the play call coming in, which we saw them have operational issues from that standpoint, getting the play call to Caleb Williams, then getting in the huddle, getting the play call off, and then getting to the line of scrimmage. I would love to see that because it's just going to buy them more time. I also think that Ben Johnson figuring out how long the play calls can be right now versus how short they can be. Like, he's trying, and we never heard that side of Matt Eberflus or any of the offensive coordinators. He's trying to figure out the sweet spot for his quarterback of like what works for him and makes his life easier.
See, I like that though.
I do too.
I like the idea of like not one size fits all. And I felt like with Matt Nagy, that's what he was doing, mm-hmm. where it's like, I've got this vision of what the offense looks like, and we're not deviating from that. This is what it has to look like. And I don't know if this is how Ben Johnson rolls, but I do feel like he will bend to what can you do? Okay, cool. Great. We can build stuff off of this stuff that you can do, and it can still fit into this, the concept of what's been successful for me in my career.
But he's also has his things that he's not willing to give up. The left foot forward, like that is something that he is not willing to change. And Caleb kind of made, I don't know if it was a sly comment, but he was like, oh, that's a Ben Johnson thing. Like, that's what he wants. That's what I'm going to do. Like, they're trying it now in training camp. The under center thing makes sense because, you know, it buys Caleb more time with the defense biting a little bit. But I think there's a good balance. Like, we knew when Ben Johnson was hired, it wasn't going to be Detroit's offense, right? Like, it was going to be a little bit different. But you're going to assume a lot of what they saw in Detroit, he is going to try and bring to Chicago. So I think, like, that's what they're doing right now. And that's why I think, like, we go to practice, Caleb Williams throws two interceptions, and you start to overthink everything. It's like, ooh, like, how is this going to look in the season? Is this foreshadowing for, you know, decision-making or, you know, the middle of the field? Like, is that what we should expect? And it's like, no, they're trying to figure each other out right now. Like, this is not fully what the offense is going to look like. It's okay to make mistakes. We don't want to overreact like we all do anyway. But yeah, I think Ben Johnson does a good job of like having his stuff that he's going to make sure that Caleb Williams does. And then he has his other stuff. He's like, I'm going to see like what my quarterback can do and what makes him tick and makes him his best.
How real is the reaction from Ben Johnson at practices that we keep hearing about?
I mean, between him, I do. So, I mean, okay, think back to your athletic days. I mean, you're still athletic, I'm sure, but
no.
Like, did you respond better to a coach who was like, oh yeah, good job, or like, let's not do that again, or like one that you had a little bit of fear of?
For me, it was always the coach who a little bit afraid.
Yeah, same.
Of that coach. And but you knew that they cared,
right,
about you.
And they saw results because of it.
Right.
Yes. I think like that, like the results are gonna have to show for the team to like fully embrace Ben Johnson's personality. But right now I think it's great because last year, one, the players were asking to be coached more and said things were going like oversighted in practice. And now it's like they're just like going through plays when last year when things would go wrong, they would still play out the play. Now it's like, no, that doesn't slide. One, the profanity is amazing. Like the colorful language. Like I live for that stuff between Ben Johnson
and Eric Bieniemy.
It's like, I wish I had my notes with me from practice yesterday, but Eric Bieniemy had a line during their individual drills. He's like, your feet are like an old man or something. And it's like, I love it. Like, I love it. And it's not performative. I think he's like genuinely, that's what's gotten him all of his success, like, and gotten the most out of his players. But I think, yeah, I think it's a good change of pace. Do you think Cole Kmet's ever been like yelled at in the face?
It's probably been a while because think about it. He was more than likely the best player on his high school team.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the best players on his college team. And he's a 5-year vet now.
And
right?
Sometimes they need like that dose of reality. Like, and there's still room to learn. Like, that's something that I think we forget. Like, people go to the NFL, they're drafted. All right, go be you. No, you should still be getting and improving as you go throughout your years. Especially these guys. Some of them are in their first contracts, the rookie contracts. Like, I don't think the coaching should ever stop. And I think Ben Johnson right now, like, he has to set the standard and set the tone because a head coach doesn't want to be walked over as he enters a new building. And I think it's cool if it translates to wins. Now, if they're not winning, I don't know how a team responds to that.
If you grew up a volleyball player, right?
Yeah.
Has anyone put you in like a league, an adult league now? Are you a ringer?
No, I'm the worst type of like competitive person now because no, I'm super competitive. I cannot stand playing like intramural sports because I get so ticked off with like people who can't bump, set, spike, whatever you want to call it. Like they're just like, ooh, like I missed the ball. And I'm like, no, get the dang ball. Like we can't get it over the net. Like, what are we doing here? So instead of me trying harder, I just kind of like, ugh, whatever. Like, I hate it.
So do you go? So are you like, all right, so you're just like, I'm going to do individual stuff.
Not even.
Okay.
I'm just like, quit cold turkey.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
That kind of sucks though.
And I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not even like a group workout person anymore. Like, I just like doing my own thing.
Okay. Well, I completely understand that.
Like, but maybe it's because I don't want someone yelling at me and telling me what to do.
We got to get you a fitness coach to yell at you.
No, I don't want that. I'm like, I had that.
Oh, can you imagine if like Eric Bieniemy?
Okay. That I would actually love.
The cones don't move.
Pick up your feet.
That would be great.
Okay, that I would do it for the plot.
I almost feel like you have to do a video now, like for Fox 32. When we get closer to the season, it's got to be like, okay, coach, run me through some drills.
You know what? That's a great idea. That's going to be our first week one Bears game day live. It's going to be Cassie getting coached by Eric Bieniemy. I'm putting that out in the universe.
Let's do
this. I'm totally game.
I'm down.
Okay. Sometimes we play this game at practice, especially like dog days of training camp where we're watching it and we're like, all right, we've seen this every single day. So it's like, what position would you play in the NFL based off of individual drills only?
Safety.
Okay, they're always on the far field. I feel like I never actually look at them. I did say DB one time because they were like going at the mat things or whatever. And I was like, that looks like so much fun.
I know that my like personality and for what it's worth, my body type is downhill box safety.
Okay.
I know that about me.
And you would be a talker.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I'm be a talker, but I know that about myself. Like I joke with Layla because... Layla, it's funny because she's the smallest person here, but her personality is one that when we ask her, like, what would you be? And she'd be like, middle linebacker. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, that is accurate. You?
Okay, so I usually say DB, but I'm not really a talker. Maybe I'd be a running back.
I feel like wide receiver.
Oh, that's a compliment, actually.
Right? You're tall, you're athletic. You know,
a little bit of main character energy.
That's good. Tanny, what position are you playing?
Probably like guard on the offensive line.
You're best guard in the league and no one cares.
I just do my thing, you know.
Alex, you were actually a football player.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean,
but my younger brother played.
I know, and, but you did too. Don't
and
act
he's
like you
taught
didn't.
Me the kick slide. Pretty well, so those kick slide drills, yes.
All right, so we got the makings
team.
For it. I think Studs would probably join me as the in the defensive backfield as a safety.
Linebacker.
So, oh, you want to play linebacker too? All right, so we got Layla at middle. You're going to play weak side. We're going to make you the guy that's making all the plays. You're going to be weak side linebacker. Ray, I feel like what position are we going with, Ray? Where are you at?
I'll be the punt returner.
Okay. All right, Velas. Velas Diaz over there. We got a punt returner.
What's he up to these days?
These are great questions, Cassie Carlson. And I don't think we'll find out until probably about September.
September, maybe October.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.